I had high hopes this week with the opening of The Family, since it is written and directed by Luc Besson, has Martin Scorsese as one of the executive producers, and has a blockbuster cast including Robert De Niro and Michelle Pfeiffer. While I wasn't totally disappointed, this movie, like many families, is somewhat dysfunctional. The Manzoni family is the family, and what a family they are. Dad has been very active in the mob and decided at some point in the past to come clean to the feds. Of course, this meant ratting on most of his own family, so now Dad, Mom, and the two kids are on the run as part of the Witness Protection Program. The Manzonis have a great deal of difficulty blending in and living a normal life, so they tend to move around frequently. The family opens with the Manzonis, now the Blakes, moving into their latest town in the Normandy region of France. Will they finally fit in? Will they finally come to terms with a new way of life? Will the kids finally just be kids? Will their true identity remain a secret? Only time and the movie will tell. The best part of this film for me is the cast. As expected, Robert De Niro and Michelle Pfeiffer provide strong performances as Mr. and Mrs. Manzoni. Pfeiffer's is perhaps the more interesting of the two, just because Mrs. Manzoni is a tough-as-nails, impatient woman, not the more genteel, polite beauty Pfeiffer frequently plays. Their children, Belle and Warren, are well portrayed by Diana Argan of Glee fame and John DeLeo, most recently of Top Cop. Perhaps the performance I enjoyed most, though, was that of Tommy Lee Jones as Stansfield, the agent in charge of making sure the family doesn't do anything that would compromise their new identities, or more likely, do harm to the local residents. Jones, with his wonderfully weathered face, just looks as though this family has put him through the ringer. That, blended with his laid-back, laissez-faire attitude, makes him a great curmudgeonly agent who has had just about enough from this rather twisted group of four. The family does provide some entertainment, but alas, it is not the level of quality that I was so hoping for. The main problem with this film is the story. The idea of a mob family trying to be anything but a mob family and having issues getting there is a fun concept, but unfortunately, Besson and the others involved in this film seemingly never agreed as to whether it would be a serious mob film or a parody of mob films. Either way would have worked, but the mix of the two doesn't. When De Niro and Pfeiffer's characters are wiggling out of a tight situation, the approach may stretch reality a bit, but you can easily go along with it. For example, trying to protect his wife, De Niro's character uses his belt to try and strangle and bring down the bad guy. Okay, I can see that. That's a reasonable solution. But when the kids are in a tight spot, they suddenly become the over-the-top superheroes with incredible weaponry at their disposal. High school kids who shoot machine guns in both hands while never exerting any effort, but wiping out threats right and left, is just too unreal to be a reasonable happening with the other more traditional events. If Besson had just stuck to one approach, the movie would have been far stronger, whether it was the over-the-top parody superhero approach or the more traditional gangster movie approach. As it is, the viewer just gets into the heady sensation of serious, true suspense, only to be slapped across the face with cheap, cheesy antics. I guess you could argue the movie is showing that Mom and Dad are the older, more traditional types, and the kids are the newer, more out-there types, or that no one's life is just drama or just comedy. But no matter how you slice it, the mix was too much of a dichotomy and did not work for me. I enjoyed each of the film's personalities, but switching between the two left me feeling very ho-hum about the film at the end. Martin Scorsese, what were you thinking? The Family is a mildly amusing 111 minutes in length and is rated R for violence, language, and brief sexuality. This is Libby Wadman with the Friday Film Review, sponsored by the Utah Film Center, reminding you that film is always fun and fascinating.